The CDC is no longer recommending test to stay as the standard in schools or quarantining for close contacts to curb COVID-19. The change in recommendations is part of a larger relaxation in guidance that was rolled out today. It is a simpler approach that aligns with what many states are currently doing. NPR's Ping Wong joins us now to discuss. Hi, Ping.
Hi, Juana.
So the CDC is relaxing its guidance on quarantining and testing to stay, as I mentioned. For the parents and caregivers out there, I've got to ask you, how is this going to play out in a practical sense?
Well, as you mentioned, what they announced today was that they're no longer recommending that people who get exposed to the virus quarantine. And remember, that's when someone that you've just hung out with tests positive for COVID, but you yourself have no symptoms and you feel fine. So what they're saying is that nobody who feels fine needs to stay home and wait to see if they develop symptoms. Everyone can go about their lives. And that includes children in schools. That's why they're ending the test to stay program as well. Remember, this was a program that said kids who got exposed to COVID but weren't vaccinated could still go to school so long as they felt fine and tested negative. So this, along with a few of the other changes announced today, shows that the CDC no longer thinks that it's super important to find and stop asymptomatic, pre-symptomatic cases. What they're really focusing instead on is people who are actively sick and trying to reduce serious illness.
Okay, so what do you know about the timing? Why are they making these changes right now?
Well, they're basically telling most people that given the situation in the U.S., they can kind of chill a little bit when it comes to COVID. Dr. Greta Mazzetti, a top CDC official, says most people in the U.S. have some level of protection against the virus.
Currently, high levels of population immunity due to vaccination and previous infection and the many tools that we have available to protect people from severe illness and death have put us in a different place with COVID-19.
She estimates that 95% of people have either been vaccinated or have recovered from COVID, so that's why they've stopped making policies that differentiate between those who have shots and those who don't. Still, as we all know now, prior immunity doesn't mean that you can't catch the virus and get sick from it, just that hopefully you'll have a mild case. So the CDC's guidance still emphasizes isolating when you are sick and masking to prevent spread that goes onward.
Okay, what kind of responses are you hearing about this from this point?
Well, Dr. Marcus Plascia, he's chief medical officer at the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials, and he says it makes sense to him. It's a shift towards individuals making their own decisions about their levels of risk and how they want to deal with it.
And I think that is consistent because where we are with the pandemic right now, I don't really think there are many state or local jurisdictions that are feeling that they're going to need to start making mandates about, you know, social interactions and wearing masks.
He says this is how public health has been dealing with flu for decades now. You know, they encourage people to get vaccinated. They tell people what they can do to avoid getting it or spreading it, but they're not trying to stop every case.
So is that where we are right now, treating COVID like we treat the flu?
It's where we're headed, even if we're not fully there yet. It's something we've heard from pediatricians, school principals, epidemiologists. We have got to figure out a way to go about our lives that's safe enough. That doesn't mean that we're there yet. You know, more than 1 million people have died from COVID in the U.S. in the past 2.5 years, and that's a death toll that would take 20 or more years for flu. And not everyone is equally vulnerable to COVID. So this puts more burden on people who are older, immunocompromised, or have underlying conditions to protect themselves from COVID. But with immunity that people have, with the vaccines and treatments, health officials are saying that it's time to get to a place where COVID doesn't dominate all of our lives.
NPR's Ping Huang, thank you.
You're welcome.